This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Michael, hockey season and basketball season are officially over. We have the Rockies, 23 runs yesterday. That was pretty cool. And we have the World Cup. Team USA might be pretty good based on what I know of Team USA. We got a lot to get to today. Mark Johnson will join us, the voice of the Buffs, the voice of reason. And the battle is just beginning between the Big 12 and Texas Tech. Buckle up. The whole show starts now. Should have saved some of those runs for this Cubs series. Mike, the Rockies scored a franchise record 23 runs yesterday in beating the Athletics 23-9. They lost the series, but they did win big. And Michael, we're down to the final three games. And we need to get there because it is itchy. The beard is driving me insane now. We are to that point. It's not fun anymore. It's not fun. Really desperately hope we get done with this thing this week.
How many people have given you a dollar for beer?
Not yet.
So you don't look, I don't think you look that homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably another 2 weeks and you walk the streets and people are going to be like, oh, I feel so sorry for him. He doesn't have a home.
We can't go another 2 weeks, Mike. We can't do that.
Oh, I want you to.
Now, I predicted the Rockies would win their 30th game on June 17th, my birthday. That is still in play. They would have to
game tonight.
They would have to sweep the Cubs. They would have to sweep them. So, will my prediction of June 17th come true? We'll find out. It is still in play on June 15th. That is actually kind of exciting. Thank goodness they got the win yesterday. We're down to the final three. We're getting closer. Crazy environment for the Rockies to play in yesterday at the Las Vegas ballpark where there's a lot of runs. It's hot. 105 degrees there yesterday. The wind was blowing. And it made every fly ball just like an adventure. And for the Rockies, they took advantage of it. Yes, Michael.
I'm just going to say, I don't think they sweep.
No,
I think they get one of them.
No,
they're
well, that
3-7-5.
Right. Hey, I would be happy with one when we get to the final two. I'd be good with that.
They're winning 37.5% of their games.
That's pretty good.
It's almost 40%.
That's almost 40%. It's almost half. If you really want to get round up even further, Mike.
Yeah, your glass is so full right now; it's overflowing.
Yeah. Texter from the 970. Come on, Brady. That beard looks really good on you. Next year, I have to do the filthy 40. We're not increasing it. We're not increasing it.
No,
it's
going to
be the dirty 30 forever. No, because we branded it as the dirty 30. That is now a new thing. You're welcome, Rockies, and we'll hopefully get some listeners to join us next year on this journey.
I like filthy 40. That's better.
30
and if the Rockies are better next year, Brady.
Yeah, still.
If they're better next year, like this has to be a torture for Brady and Tanner, who barely has facial hair.
It's always going to be 30. It's not going to be any more than that, Mike.
So it doesn't count. It's not that it doesn't count. It just isn't going to be as good because we know the Rockies are going to be better next year, probably.
Do you know how many teams have actually won 40 games this year? 40-plus games? Do you?
No.
Like four teams. So like, if we were doing this bet anywhere else, we wouldn't have the same. We'd be struggling to get to 40. The Yankees have 43 wins. Tampa Bay has 41. Atlanta's at 46. Milwaukee's at 43, and the Dodgers are at 45. So there's just a few teams that have 40 wins.
If you win 50% of your games,
no,
you are likely to go to the playoffs.
No. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says, Brady, I'm hoping that beard can be removed prior to your hot dog fest. Buns, hot dog, intermingled with that beard could be gnarly.
Oh,
we'll be done by the third. We'll be done by the third. We need three more wins.
Yeah, but now I want you to have
I don't
mustard that beard up.
I do not want that to happen. It's already getting difficult. Had wings yesterday. Gross. I don't like eating wings in public. I'm weird, especially when I have a beard. Weird weekend, right? You had the UFC fight at the White House yesterday. A lot of people have mixed feelings about that. Dana White said it was good, but probably won't do it again. Why did you grimace?
I mean, there are also some legal questions as to whether he could have done that on the White House lawn.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
There's something, some rule or law or something that says that you can't use the White House for, you know, purposes like that. I actually don't really care.
I don't care. Didn't they have like a concert? They had a concert there one time last year. Was it last year or something? Didn't they? I don't care. He said, Chris, will the White House put on a UFC fight for your birthday like yesterday's for Tanner? Probably not. Guessing not.
Really, it should be the NBA that does that.
NBA's over.
Such a big Nuggets fan.
The Nuggets were done. Nuggets are done. NBA's over. Knicks win for the first time in a very, very long time, Michael. Hurricanes win. They got the Stanley Cup. Cool story we're going to talk about a little bit later, but obviously with their coach, Rod Brind'Amour, he did it. He lifted the Stanley Cup in 2006 as a player for the Hurricanes, and then 20 years later does it as their head coach. Really cool for him. Dude is absolutely shredded. Picked that cup up like it was nothing. Don't they call him Rod the Bod? He still looks like he could play. So both seasons are over, Mike. And if you're not into the World Cup, which I know you're not, but maybe you should be because Team USA looks like they might be a team to look out for. I'm not going to be pretend soccer guy. I'm just telling you what I've read and what I've seen, that they might actually be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm still not interested. I mean, I want America to win that pooping contest, but it's just no fun.
I don't know why you say the things that you say. You know what I mean?
By the way, the Stanley Cup is 32.5 pounds. So I could. No, I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. No.
I could lift it up, but I'm like, my knees hurt. Mm-mm. My shoulder hurts. I'm just going to put it back down.
Yeah. No. He's like walking on ice, though, too. So, I mean, it's not light. Just lift it up like that. Knicks get it done against the Spurs. What more can you say about Jalen Brunson's performance? I mean, 45 points for him. Excellent game. If you're the Mavericks today, don't you just hate life? Because they had, Michael, they had Jalen Brunson at one time. They had Luka Doncic at one time. And now they're watching, you know, Luka got hurt for the Lakers, but, you know, Luka's very good with the Lakers, and Jalen Brunson gets a title with the Knicks.
Maybe someone should give Mark Cuban better advice.
It wasn't Mark Cuban's fault.
I mean, he's the owner, and he is very much involved. He's not as much of an owner ever since he sold a lot more of the team.
Yeah, but he's not really involved in the day-to-day. But the Knicks winning 53 years in between their last title. And, Mike, they just kept coming back. They were down 16 to the Spurs, which was nothing compared to being down 29 and coming all the way back. I mean, that was the record 29-point comeback the Knicks had in Game 4. But then the Spurs were up 16. This is what they've done all series, man. I mean, I go back to the Cleveland series. They win. They're losing by 20 in game one. They come all the way back to force overtime, and then they dominate overtime, and they win. This was a crazy run for them, Mike. They lost three games in the NBA playoffs. They lost two to Atlanta early on in that first round, and they lost one to San Antonio. Hell of a run by the Knicks.
So with all these comebacks that the Knicks have under their belt, who would you say spurred on this momentum, this sudden momentum shift? Which player?
Jalen Brunson.
Okay, so he spurred on the Nuggets. The Knicks.
What are you trying to do? I know what you're trying to do, but it's not landing. So
it's a pun.
It's not funny.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's not
you
funny.
Just don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't get your humor. It's not very good.
It's great.
970 Brady, your co-host is funny. He's not funny. He's not co-host. He's barely a producer.
Co-host.
Yeah. He said Chris ran out. Mike Brown. Well, don't forget the Knicks moved on from Thibodeau last year, and that was an unpopular opinion. A lot of players seemed a little bummed about it, and then Mike Brown comes in, gets the title for the New York Knicks. So good for the Knicks. Now we can set our focus on what the NBA draft is Monday. Next Monday, start looking at the offseason for the Nuggets to figure out where they are. But, Mike, they feel like they are a lifetime behind. A lifetime behind the Knicks. And even the Spurs. I think the Spurs will be fine. If I'm a Spurs fan today, I'm thinking, yeah, we got knocked out here, but lesson learned. Two of these games they should have had. Two of those games they absolutely should have just had. Being up 29, being up 16. Travis, the new guy, texting in. Did you guys watch the Real Sports last night? The hockey game. It was a pretty cool finish to the season, even though the Avalanche didn't make it. I watched a little bit. But, you know, they kind of had control of that game, and I didn't watch the whole thing. Did turn it on at the end to kind of see the celebration. And I think the Stanley Cup celebration is the best, the way they do it.
I wonder if they're rioting in Carolina.
I don't think so. They were going pretty crazy in New York, though, even though they closed the series in San Antonio. But it's over, Mike. And now we move on to pretty much the in-between. Unless you're a World Cup fan, which you might need to be. You might need to be unless you just don't want to sports for a while. And I usually can take a break from sports for a bit. Like a day or two, but I just enjoy sport. I like sports, Michael. And I don't care who knows.
Well, there's not any good sports. Sorry, baseball fans. There's not any good sports going on
because
right
you now. Like one thing. The Broncos. That's it.
And the Avs.
Yeah, but you like two things. And if it's not those two things, you don't
like college football.
You like all the cheating that's going on? Is that what you're into?
No, I'm not comfortable with that, but I still like the play on the field.
Apparently Coach Prime isn't comfortable with that either. We'll get into that. He opened up a little bit about it. We got a battle starting, Mike. You got the state of Texas Attorney General. Is it Kent? What is his name? Ken Paxton? Retroactively sent a letter to the Big 12 basically saying, if you do anything, if you're trying to go against Texas Tech, then just get ready. Just be ready, because you'll be in trouble if you do. And you know what the Big 12 said? That actually pissed us off. We're going to try to sanction Texas Tech now. We're going to come after you.
Did he send that same letter to Georgia and Nebraska?
No, because they're not in the Big 12. This is basically a fight between the Big 12 and Texas Tech.
Yeah, but
if Georgia and Nebraska don't want to schedule Texas Tech, they don't have to.
There's no
attorney general that can make you do that.
They're coming out and they're saying, we aren't going to do this. Like, we aren't going to schedule these guys. What's the difference between the Big 12?
Because they're in the same conference and they have to look out for each other. And that's part of being in the same conference as you play each other.
Yeah, but when one guy is cheating, you fire him.
I concur. Now, a lot of people are, like, pissy with, like, Cincinnati, and they're saying, you should be going after Cincinnati and Indiana, too. Did they know that he was gambling, or did we just realize this not too long ago? Because if you didn't know he was gambling, how is that on those two teams? How are Texas Tech knows? He said as much. And all these other players that you are throwing at me once in a while, not you, but listeners, what about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? A lot of those guys you're telling me about, it's not proven that they gambled. You can't prove it. Brendan Sorsby admitted to gambling over $90,000 and 40 times with his own team. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonster, what is happening, Captain?
Hey. How you doing there, Brady?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, pretty itchy, to be real honest with you, Lonster.
Oh, I bet that has to be with this kind of weather.
It's not like, fun. It's like right, the lip region, very itchy.
Yeah, that's why I will not grow a mustache, man, because I know what, if you're going through troubles, it's like, no, thank you.
No, it's a rough go, man. But other than that, we're doing okay. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. I'll tell you what, that was a fun series between the Knicks there. It really was. It was neat to see the Knicks just come back. That's a team that just did not give up at all.
No, they really didn't. What a great story. And, you know, you've got a guy in Brunson who obviously won national titles before, but he was kind of written off for a moment. He wasn't the same player with Dallas that he became with the Knicks. Mike Brown certainly has been written off several times.
Mm-hmm.
And Karl Anthony Towns was kind of like, he was a fine player for Minnesota. But so just a lot of guys coming together to win a championship for the first time in a very long time for the New York Knicks.
It really is. You know, it's too bad that Denver couldn't get Brown as a coach. I think he would have done a better what we got right now.
His name came up a lot. To be honest, it didn't do anything for me when I heard Mike Brown's name up a lot. It didn't do anything for me. And I think Knicks fans felt the same way after Thibodeau was fired and Brown comes in. But look what happened. They get a title first year in.
Yeah, they really did. And what does Denver do? Get a coach and it just completely choked on him.
Yeah, and that's certainly going to be, they're going to be interesting to see how David Adelman does next year.
Yeah, it is, you know.
Doesn't it feel like the Nuggets are far, far away, though?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Here you are. You had a team that won the cup, was it 2 years ago, whenever they won that thing?
Yeah, three.
And then what do we get now? Nothing.
Yeah, bounced in the first round to an injury-riddled Minnesota Timberwolves team.
Yeah, that's it for sure. You know,
Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, you have a good day and hang in there. We're gonna get this. You're gonna get this thing over with.
Hey, ready? Three in a row, and my prediction will be 100% right. Three in a row.
Yeah. And if you do it next year, just do 30. Don't.
No,
do 40.
Yeah, no.
That's overrated.
That's overdoing it. It's not fun anymore. If you go over 30.
It's
not.
No. Yeah.
Plus, it doesn't rhyme. So, nothing rhymes with 40. Lonster, appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, have a good week there.
You too, man. Eastside Chris, I believe during a Spurs routing an OKC game, SGA sat the bench. Brunson stayed in during routes when behind, and they came back. Oh, yeah. Brunson. Dude, I love Brunson. He was asked, like, do you have any animosity toward Texas? Because he was there, right? He's like, no, I love Texas, and I love their taxes. I love how they do their taxes in Texas compared to where he is now. You know, isn't it like 15% or something in New York? It's crazy.
By the way, you said nothing rhymes with 40. There is a list of things that
nothing.
I've never heard of that rhymes with 40 except for shorty.
Nothing rhymes with 40. It's just a fact. There's nothing that rhymes with 40.
There's nothing that rhymes with orange.
Okay, that's not the debate here, Mike. You're trying to throw me for a loop. That's
don't go shorty on
today.
The 40.
That doesn't rhyme with 40.
Shorty 40.
Mm-mm. Nothing rhymes with 40.
Shorty 40.
24 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. I remember when I was in high school and we would read the local paper in Cheyenne Wells, the Range Ledger. And for birthdays, when you turn 40, they would have a picture of you, and it would say, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. We always joked about that. Well, I'm getting ready to say that in 2 days. That's insane to me.
I mean, I said that 5 years ago, and it didn't change me as a person.
You might have gotten worse. You might have gotten worse. So I hope that's not my fate.
No, I think I'm pretty consistently
bad.
Grumpy.
Yeah, true.
I'm very good at my job.
You're very good at your job?
I'm excellent at my job.
Okay. That, hey, we all need fans. And if you don't have fans, you got to be your own fan. And that's good for you. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll talk, you know, obviously the end of the NHL season, the end of the NBA season, where the Nuggets and the Avalanche really differ. How far away are they from us seeing them do what we saw the Hurricanes and the Knicks do over the weekend? Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Is almost here. Yeehaw! And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and win some tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Much better than whatever it was you played last time.
No. Mine was better.
No, it was awful. What was it? What was that? It was bad.
It's Tavares.
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
You need to listen to my good mood maker.
I don't like
playlist.
Disco and whatever that funky bunch is. I don't like it. So no to that.
You don't like music?
I do like music. I don't like whatever it is that you call music. It's not good. The beverage of the week at On the Rocks Liquor, Sun Cruisers. These no-bubble vodka cocktails come in 8 flavors like blueberry lemonade, classic iced tea, and half and half. And at only 100 calories, these are sure to be your new summer favorite at On the Rocks Liquor. Dude, what is it? Tanner likes that Busch Light apple, whatever. It's very rare. And you know, not a lot of people do it. I contacted On the Rocks Liquor. They're like, yeah, we'll hook you up. We'll be ready to go. We'll get some for you. So even if they don't have it and you find like holiday-themed beers or seasonal-themed beverages are difficult to find, try On the Rocks Liquor first. Try them first, and they'll probably figure out a way. That's On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. I think obviously, Carolina winning the cup, it's cool, you know, with their head coach being a player, playing and winning a Stanley Cup when he was with them in 2006. However, what was he, 34 years old? He played 17 seasons. Brendan Moore did. And the other cool story, Mike, Eric Tulski. Do you know that name? That's the general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. He's a scientist, Michael. He's a scientist. He has a Bachelor of Arts in Chemistry and Physics from Harvard University. He completed his PhD in chemistry from the University of California, Berkeley. He worked for 2 years on things I can't pronounce at a research laboratory. Then he worked in nanotech for 10 years, including at Silicon Valley and Life Technologies and QuantumScape. He has 27 U.S. patents. As of 2024, Mike. So are you asking yourself, how did that guy, a scientist with 27 patents, get into hockey? Are you asking yourself that question?
No.
Oh, you already know.
I'm not saying that I already know. I'm just not asking that question.
Oh, so you're not interested. We'll just move on.
You said chemistry, and I immediately had PTSD from high school.
As a radio show, one of the things we try to do is keep the conversation going. So when I say, hey, Mike, are you interested at all in this story? And you just do what an old co-host of mine did and just go, no, You know what that does? Okay, so we won't. We'll move on to something else. You don't want to talk about it? You're not interested? You're not interested in this topic? Because I find it fascinating.
I think it could be interesting, but I just...
He's a nerd like you. He likes Star Wars and spaceships and all that. You should love this guy. You want to... Yeah, go ahead. Pretend you're interested.
Boy, Brady, I'm super excited.
Oh my gosh, you are the worst. You are the worst. Where's Brian? Can we get Brian in here? Brian would actually be interested in this story. Most of the hooligans are, but you keep ruining it.
Text 888-530-0043 if you are not interested in this story.
Oh my gosh. How are you? Here's my show. It were flying along like a soaring eagle. And here's you. Illegally, by the way. Take it out. You do this. We have great topics. And then out of nowhere, you shut down the conversation.
I didn't take it out. You were making noises. I was emptying the shotgun.
No, you shut down. I said, are you interested in this? Okay, so in your little brain, you're not interested in how a scientist with 27 U.S. patents who had no background in hockey got to be a general manager of a team that just won a cup. You have no interest in that story. That's beneath you.
I figured he's like, you know what? I'm done. I have 27 patents. I don't need 28. I'm gonna do the hockey thing.
Okay, so he just woke up one day and said, I'm going to do the hockey thing. So he just, I'm a scientist. Oh, tomorrow I'll be general manager of the Hurricanes. Thank you, Travis, the new guy. I am interested in this story. Most people are that have a pulse. But Eastside Chris, I'm interested in this story. Thank you. But Michael's too busy thinking about what's going to happen with the next Star Trek ship. So we'll let you fantasize about that. Here's how he got in. He began writing a blog. That's how his hockey career started. Eric Tolsky is the most interesting sports guy ever, in my opinion. He's a scientist. Smart as hell. 27 U.S. patents. He started writing a blog while he was still working in nanotechnology. He wrote a blog in 2011 for the Philadelphia Flyers fan blog, Broad Street Hockey. Through SB Nation, he then launched another blog called Outnumbered. He spoke at a 2013 MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference about his work with possession metrics, concluding that the dump and chase tactics, which I love because I hate dump and chase, was ineffective, and that teams should prioritize controlled zone entries. Although he didn't receive any job offers after that conference, teams began to embrace his style and his analytics. He published his work online. Then he started to get random consulting gigs and projects with NHL teams. This is Moneyball, but it's Money Puck. His first consulting project was with the Nashville Predators during the 2012 season, basically a year after he started writing in a blog. For the 2014-15 season, he was hired by the Hurricanes as a part-time analyst. He worked as a remote consultant for 20 to 25 hours per week. He was then promoted to a full-time analyst in 2015. Then he was named head of hockey analytics in 2017. And in 2018, was promoted to vice president of hockey management and strategy. And then in January 2021, he was promoted to general manager. He was interviewed for several general manager positions after that. The Penguins, the Blackhawks. But then he was named interim general manager on May 24th, 2024, after Don Waddell resigned. And then he took over, became the general manager. This is crazy. This is a crazy story. The guy's a super smart scientist who probably just liked hockey as a fan, goes on to write a blog about it, and essentially showcases all of his knowledge that's different than a lot of what other people were bringing to the table, and it essentially got him a general manager job. It's insane to me. He said, Chris, I might decide to go into radio producing. I have one patent and a master's degree. Are you hiring? We're always hiring for this position.
I want to know what your patent is.
Eastside Chris, can you contribute to the actual topic? Isn't this, this is not fascinating to you?
It sounds like what Paul D. Podesta did.
How?
Well, he was just kind of a nobody, and then...
Paul D. Podesta is a scientist with 27 U.S. patents? No, Paul D. Podesta was a baseball guy, was a fan of baseball, and used analytics and got moved up the chain.
Yeah, he did the analytics thing first.
Wow.
Sounds like Mr. Scientist is copying Paul D. Podesta.
How are you even a person? I don't understand you. I'm giving you gold, and you can't acknowledge this. This is a wild story. He's
giving
a freaking
me iron pyrite.
He's a scientist that was not involved in hockey at all at any level. And then he goes and writes a blog, and that's when NHL teams start paying attention to him. A fan blog. And then he starts going to conferences and gets calls. I mean, it's insane. Your boy, Paul D. Podesta, played baseball and football in college. So no, they're nothing like this. Paul D. Podesta started as an intern with the Cleveland, whatever we're supposed to call them now, in 1996.
Well, he was an intern. Because they were.
He was an intern. The only thing you can contribute today is not anything that's very good. You're comparing this guy, this scientist, to Paul D. Podesta, who has known nothing but sports. Eric Tolsky was just doing the smartest things that are important to the world and writes a fan blog, gets a job out of it. You think that he and Paul D. Podesta are the same person, and you don't think that story's interesting. You might want to check your pulse, bro. You might want to check your pulse. This, I don't think you're going to find any more of an unusual way to get to the top of the chain in any sport.
You know what? I take it back. How about we compare him to Hedy Lamarr, who was a spy, an actress, and an inventor?
Okay. Keep going.
That's a better comparison.
That's better than Paul D. Podesta, yes. But what are we talking about here? What is Hedy Lamarr?
She was an actress, a spy, and an inventor.
And she now she's the general manager of what team?
No, I'm just saying, like,
how is that a comparison?
Like, that's a wide variety.
How is that a comparison? We're talking about sports. This is a sports show. I almost cussed. Who the hell is Hedy Lamarr? What are you doing to this thing? What are you doing?
I'm just bringing up someone in history that people should know more about. She was very smart.
Oh,
when you
gosh.
Think of actors, you're like, oh, that
I don't even
very
know what
good.
That is. We're talking about the Stanley Cup winners, and you're bringing me an actress from 1937 that's smart? What? No, go back to Paul D. Podesta, because at least you were in the world of sports there. I don't even know what Hedy Lamarr is. I mean, my God. Tom, Brady, have you ever run an ancestry on Michael? I don't think he has a birthday. I think the station just, you were formed. I try to say, hey, Paul D. Podesta is a bad comparison, and what do? Here's an actress from 1937.
She was a scientist.
And so by that, I'm thinking, oh, so she must have become, she was a scientist and an actress, and now suddenly she's the manager of a sports team? No, just a similar story. No, it's not similar at all. He said, Chris, yeah, even Brad Pitt changed the sports thinking. Yeah, make a comparison to Brad Pitt even. At least he's in a sports movie. What are we doing here, Mike? I actually do know of Hedy Lamarr. But for the sake of this conversation, that was out of left field.
It's not too far out of left field.
She has nothing to do. She has nothing to do with sports.
She has a lot to do with science.
There's plenty of smart people that can be actors and actresses. How many
are they inventing things?
How many nerdy people? They actually call Rod and Tolsky the jock and the nerd. That's what they call them around Carolina. So what I'm saying is, like, how many nerdy scientist robot people actually get into where they are leading a professional sports team? It's not happening. I could definitely see, especially in that time frame, World War II time frame, I could see a smart person being an actor. I mean, hell, the president of the United States was an actor. Ronald Reagan. So it's not that far. It's not that.
And Trump was an actor, too.
Good stories, but not like this. Is what she did more important? Absolutely. But as far as what we're talking about here, and you just cannot be bothered. You have no interest in this wild. This is a very interesting story to me. And you bring up Hedy Lamarr.
He was a scientist
the guy
and an actress.
From Family Guy. When they're all sitting around having a couple of drinks and they're like getting buzzed. And then this guy, old guy comes up to him and says, "Who here wants to hear a story about a bridge?" You're that guy. You're Buzzkill. Buzzkillington. You're a Buzzkillington. You're that guy. This is a fantastic story. And you came in and we'll look back on the podcast and we'll hear, Michael thinks Hedy Lamarr's story is interesting. Nice. 43.
It is an interesting story.
But you have no interest in this story.
I do have interest.
You're a sports guy. You like hockey. And yet, the only thing you could think of is Hedy Lamarr.
I was just wondering what your reaction would be.
And golly.
It certainly was a reaction, all right.
Well, it's just like, hey, we've got a really cool, compelling sports story. Are you asking yourself any questions?
No.
I mean, Buzz Killington back there. And then you compare him to Paul DePodesta. Nope, that's not even really close. So then you say, he's kind of like Hedy Lamarr. All right. 43 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KSKA.
Evening, everyone. I thought it would be very droll if we all sat down and looked at etchings. Would you like to join me, Peter?
Well, we're kind of partying here.
Good. Hold this up. Now, here's a fellow attempting to ride a bicycle. But he's having some trouble, isn't he? Would you like to know why?
Why?
Because he's a Scot.
You are that person. That is 100%. You are Buzz Killington. We're all having a fun time, hanging out, talking sports, getting into really wacky stories, and suddenly you're like, hey, do you guys want to hear this song real quick from a violinist in Germany? You've done that before. You've done that to us before. So it's always fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You happy? You feel good about yourself? You pissed me off on a Monday, Mike.
I'm not necessarily happy or unhappy.
You've already got me fired up on a Monday. On a very, slow time of year now. And I'm fired up. I shouldn't be this fired up. Just shouldn't happen. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coach Prime did have some thoughts. We got a lot going on with the Big 12. A lot. To where maybe there's going to be pressure on Sorsby to make some kind of a decision. Seriously, like, is he going to? Because now Texas Tech is going to be dragged through this whole thing. And there's a, oh man. I mean, just to getting into all of this is a lot to unpack. And I'm just going to save that for the top story. But Coach Prime had some thoughts about this. He was, who was he talking to? I'm trying to figure out who he was talking to. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, anyway, I got the quotes. He was, the Associated Press. Before the latest court ruling with Sorsby, Coach Prime said, somebody's gambling on a sport they're playing? You don't think something's wrong with that? Just say that to yourself. This guy on my team is gambling on the sport in the competition that we're about to go out there and have. Something's wrong with that. I'm glad Coach Prime is speaking up a little bit. Because you need to hear all of them. And it sounds like the Big 12 are kind of joining forces here. But this is crazy. The Big 12 has now filed a legal complaint in federal court against Texas Tech and the Texas Attorney General, seeking judgment and a preliminary injunction to enforce its bylaws and potentially sanction the school for its plan to play Brendan Sorsby. This is going to get out of hand quickly. And, I mean, it already is. We'll get into more of that later on in the show. Mark Johnson will join us. Stuff on the Denver Nuggets as well. How likely is it that the Nuggets will move on from Aaron Gordon and or Christian Brown? That's heating up out there in the sports world, too. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we got a lot to unpack with top stories of the day. How far will Texas Tech be prepared to go with Brendan Sorsby? You know, because this is now, there is a legal complaint in federal court now against Texas Tech and the Texas Attorney General, who sent the Big 12 a letter last week saying, hey, if you're thinking about doing anything, don't. And the Big 12 took that letter and said, it's exactly what we're thinking about doing. Might have been that letter that spurred them on to go quicker. We'll talk about that coming up in the top stories. Mark Johnson will join us as well. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.